This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Since September 11, 2001, cities across the country have been struggling to improve emergency preparedness. The recent London subway bombings and last year's Madrid train bombings have cities in the U.S. taking a closer look at how ready they are to respond to attacks on mass transit. NPR's Chris Arnold reports now that in Boston, some firefighters are saying that they haven't had enough training in the city's subways.
The morning of the first London subway bombings, Edward Kelly was worried. Kelly's the president of the Firefighters Union in Boston, and as he watched the TV coverage from London, he says he felt that his department hadn't done nearly enough to prepare for a similar attack here.
It's scary to think about what would happen.
Standing on a subway platform on the city's Red Line, Kelly says the Boston Fire Department has only done one subway emergency exercise with the State Transit Authority since September 11th. He says that was 2 years ago and only involved a small percentage of the city's more than 1,500 firefighters. He says most haven't had any special training on the subway since 9/11, himself included.
None. Personally, none. And I just came off a ladder company that's on the first alarm to 6 or 7 subway stations.
Kelly says the top brass at the fire department have taken part in so-called tabletop exercises, but he says the vast majority of rank-and-file firefighters, who'd be among the first responders on the scene, are not getting hands-on training. He looks down the tracks as a train rumbles up. Kelly says firefighters rushing into a dark, smoke-filled tunnel after a bombing should know where the dangerous voltage is, where the fire hose hookups are.
Right, where the standpipe locations are, where the emergency egress locations are from within the tunnel. It could cost lives, not just the firefighters' lives, but the lives of the ridership.
Kelly, earlier this month, shared his concerns about firefighter subway training at an oversight hearing called by state legislators. They're looking to flush out any problems with emergency response for the state's transit systems. State Senator Jarrett Barrios chairs the Joint Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security.
I was absolutely dumbfounded. I cannot believe that we've had but one training since 2001. I mean, it was in Boston that the planes left. I lost two friends on those planes. And I think this is a real call to action. That's what we're trying to push here.
Barrio says he wants to see more cross-agency training between the fire department and the transit authority. Security experts, though, say other first responders have had more training.
The situation is not as dire as it may seem.
Annabelle Boyd is president of BCG Transportation Group, which consults on transit security. She's worked with the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority, the MBTA, which runs Boston subways. She says, in part because of last year's Democratic National Convention in Boston, the MBTA police and the transit workers recently have had emergency training.
You know, it was a PATH train operator on September 11, felt the vibrations. I don't know if you remember this, you know, felt the vibrations on the train as he was pulling into World Trade Center station, and he immediately reported it to his control center. They made the decision to stop the train and evacuate it, and there were no transit injuries that day. You know, I think you just have to remember that transit employees are a tremendous asset in this situation, and they are well trained.
In Boston, efforts are underway to improve the antiquated radio system in the subway tunnels. Also, new Boston firefighters receive some training in the subway while in the fire academy. But Boyd says Boston firefighters do need more hands-on training. And she says she's been hearing similar complaints from firefighters in other major cities.
In Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, in Chicago, and in Los Angeles. Trying to get some level of familiarity with facilities that size for 1,000 or more firefighters is a very challenging endeavor, and without sufficient resources, you really can't attempt it.
Boyd says until recently, cities couldn't spend federal grant money to pay for the overtime costs incurred when police and firefighters get emergency training. And overall, Boyd points out that the federal government is spending a lot less money protecting mass transit than it spends on aviation security. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.